Welcome to the Cavern, another hour of Everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and you're listening to 91.9 WNTI. And for the next hour, what we're going to do is we're going to do the 1967 version of the Beatles radio experience. And I've decided that we're going to break this up into four separate weeks, at least 4 weeks, maybe five, I don't know. Depends how much time I've got. There's just so much material, so many new groups that came out in 1967 with their first album. And so we've got a lot of material to cover. And while we're doing a little bit of housekeeping, I just want to mention that we're going to be having sort of an open kind of format, because radio changed significantly in 1967 to a much more open format if you're listening to certain stations. So what I would like to offer or ask you to do is, if you have any suggestions, any requests of music that was commonly on the air in 1967, you can call, of course, but I wouldn't be able to get it on this week. It'll have to be for coming weeks. So you can call at 908-852-4545. But what I'd really like you to do is go to my website, which is garyault.com, and go to the Contact a Human tab on the bottom left hand corner, or leave a message or contact the human, either way, and you can make your suggestions to me, and we'll see if we can get it on the air. The basic only rule is that it had to have come out in the year that we're doing, which for the next 4 weeks is going to be 1967. So that's the housekeeping for this week. So we're going to start off with what was typically on the radio going into 1967, when people were still listening to Top 40, whether it was FM or AM. It was well before, it wasn't until the end of the year that WNEW went to its progressive rock format. So you would hear kind of strange things on the radio. We're going to just give you just about a minute, because we're not going to, you know, torture you with this, but just want to give you about a minute of what was on the radio, along with all the Beatles and all the other great stuff.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the Bloody Red Baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the Bloody Red Baron of Germany. Hey there, Georgie girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there
inside you.
Hey there, Georgie girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear?
Winchester Cathedral, you're bringing me down. You stood and you watched as my baby left town. Abel-de-el-del,
so that's the kind of stuff that was typically on the radio, and I specifically remember hearing those things when I was a little kid, believe it or not. And they'd mix it in with the Beatles and the Monkees and all this other kind of stuff. But then as the year went on, again, we went to the progressive rock format, fortunately for everyone. But for the first 20 minutes of our program, the first third of the hour, we're going to stick to top 40. And some of it was very good, and we're going to play some songs that, you know, including Beatles songs that were very high quality. So we're not saying top 40 was all that bad. So we're going to start off with Donovan.
Just mad about saffron. Well, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. Mad about 14. A 14's mad about me. I'm but just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow. They call me mellow yellow. Quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. Bye.
They call me mellow yellow.
The Beatles with Baby You're a Rich Man from Magical Mystery Tour. And we started that set off with Donovan with Mellow Yellow from his album Mellow Yellow. And we're doing 1967, the Beatles radio experience here on The Cavern at 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And we're doing the first 20 minutes of basically top 40 stuff, but good top 40. And then we're going to switch over after the 20-minute mark. But we do have a trivia question for you. So if you'd like to get near your phone and write this number down or dial it, it's 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545. And the question has to do with the Beatles' history in 1967. John Lennon went off to Spain to film a movie called How I Won the War in 1967. The question is, what is the name of the character that John Lennon played in 1967's How I Won the War? If you have the answer, 908-852-4545. Let's carry on now with the Turtles.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you, and you and me. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. So happy.
Penny Lane, there
And that's I'm a Man from the Spencer Davis Group, featuring the 16-year-old Steve Winwood from their second album, released in 1967, I'm a Man. Their first album was Give Me Some Loving, released earlier in that year. We started that set off with The Turtles with Happy Together from the album of the same name, and they had been around for a couple of years doing Bob Dylan covers and things like that as well. Followed that up with The Beatles with Penny Lane for Magical Mystery Tour. I just found out that an executive decision has been made to give this trivia question thing we do every week some teeth. And I don't mean that as a pun, as you might suspect when I tell you what I mean by that. The first caller, I'm going to make it the first caller so we don't do the 17th caller business. The first caller that calls in with the correct answer will win a pair of, a gift certificate, I should say, not a pair of anything, a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. And so we had someone call in. I'm not going to tell you the answer yet until 10 to 9. But if Flip from Lake Hopatcong would call us back at 908-852-4545, we can get your mailing information and everything and send you out those that gift certificate if you want it. If you don't call back before 9 o'clock, I guess we'll give it to the second person that calls in. And so basically, if you want to call in with the correct answer, it's too late to win anything. But this is 908-852-4545. And the question was, what was the name of the character that John Lennon played in 1967's How I Won the War? After this message, some more music.
Hi, I'm Amy, the Rock and Roll Doctor. Tune in Saturdays at 3 p.m. for your weekly dose of my musical elixir. Each week, I feature selections from emerging bands on the jam circuit, deep tracks from years past, the Vanessa Hatuna Spotlight, and more. That's the Weekend Jam with the Rock and Roll Doctor. Saturdays beginning at 3 p.m. on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org, where great music lives.
WNTI is supported by our members and the Panther Pub, Panther Valley Village Square Mall in Alamuchi, New Jersey. The Panther Pub is open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week, offering daily lunch and dinner specials, wine and cocktails. More information available at panther-pub.com or by phone 908-441-6127 for the Panther Pub.
Looking at colleges? Look at Centenary. A Centenary education connects you with professionals in your chosen field, gets you out into the real world, and gives you a real advantage. Centenary's state-of-the-art career center helps graduates stand out in today's highly competitive job market. Special transfer scholarships make a Centenary education affordable, and the hassle-free transfer policy makes it the preferred choice for students transitioning from county colleges or another four-year school. Go to centenarycollege.edu to learn more about Centenary's transfer-friendly policies.
You're listening to WNTI 91.9, great music, where great music lives, and we're in the middle of our 1967 Beatles radio experience. You're listening to The Cavern with your host, Gary Ault, and we're now going to make the switch into progressive rock radio, because that's what happened in late 1967, and you would have heard these kind of DJs.
Join me, Roscoe, in Metro Media Stereo.
Jonathan Schwartz here in a new groove. The new groove. WNEW-FM.
This is Scott Muni on WNEW-FM.
I'm Allison Steele, the Nightbird.
So those are some of the radio voices that you would have heard in from that year on. And we're going to start this set off with something that you might have heard on the radio in those days if you were listening to those kind of stations. Paul McCartney did the soundtrack to a British movie called The Family Way. And this is a track called Love in the Open Air. Thank you. And that was Captain Beefheart, also known as Don Van Vliet, with Sure Enough and Yes I Do from his debut album, Safe as Milk, that came out in 1967. So you might have heard that on the radio. And we started that off with Paul McCartney from the soundtrack to The Family Way with Love in the Open Air, carried on with the Mothers of Invention, Frank Zappa, of course, with their from their second album, Absolutely Free, with Big Leg Emma. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, the 1967 radio experience. And we're going to carry on now with Paul Butterfield Blues Band.
Sad spell, I just can't tell you. Your touch is much too heavy. One time's enough to make up your mind. Yeah, I'm dropping out, baby. When I say so long, don't call on me, you're on your own. I'm falling free. One time's enough to make up your mind. Yeah, I'm dropping out, baby. I'm dropping out now, not coming back no more. Goodbye, baby. Goodbye, baby.
Precious love, sad is for my soul. Many lies about it, some of them cries about it, some of them dies about it. Everything's a fighting about the smooth.
That was Spoonful from Cream, from their debut album in the UK, which was Fresh Cream, released in 1966, but it came to us much later. It was released as a single. It had kind of a strange life, but you might have heard that on the radio in 1967. If you were listening to the cool station, you should have been listening to. And we started that set off with Paul Butterfield Blues Band with Droppin' Out from their album The Resurrection of Pig Boy Crabshaw. And now we're listening to The Beatles with Flying, and we're going to fade that out into the next announcement and some more music after that.
Hi, this is Sean Colvin inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen, Mary Chapin Carpenter, and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Wednesday evening at 9 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from Father John's Animal House, presenting the Forever Ray Show, a tribute to Ray Charles, Sunday, June 17th at the Newton Theater, located on Spring Street in Newton, New Jersey. Showtime is at 3 p.m. and proceeds will benefit Father John's Animal House. More information on the Forever Ray Show available online at thenewtontheater.com.
WNTI and Kennedy Event Services presents WNTI Stage. 3 days of music on two stages, August 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Knowlton Lions Club Pavilion, Route 46, Delaware, New Jersey. We are currently accepting applications for food and craft vendors, and advanced three-day passes are on sale now. Vendor and band submission forms are available at WNTIstage.org. Want to become a corporate sponsor and get your logo on the stage banner? Check out WNTIstage.org and join the fun.
See no place to unwind. silver sheen. And in your rusty scabbard now, sand has taken seat. And though your jewel and crusty blade has not been plundered still, the sea has washed across your face, taken of its fill.
Laughing at my yell.
since we still are in 1967, I'm going to talk through the end of this song, which shows great disrespect for the artists, but I'm running out of time. So, but anyway, we started that set off with, what did we start off with? Procol Harum from their debut album, Procol Harum. And the song we heard was Conquistador, or they, as he said, Conquistador. and then we followed that up with Jefferson Airplane from their second album, Surrealistic Pillow, with 3/5 of a Mile in 10 Seconds. I sort of consider that their first album because that's the first album with Grace Slick and you know the rest of the band, the drummer Spencer Dryden, and the first album was really more of a folk album and it didn't really track that well. I think it never even broke into the top 100. So you can consider Surrealistic Pillow either their first or second album. Technically, it's their second. And then we finished that up with the Beatles with Magical Mystery Tour from the album of the same name. So we do have an answer, actually two answers that are the same answer to the trivia question. The question was in 1967, John Lennon went to Spain to film the movie How I Won the War, and in the process wrote a song we'll play in a minute. The question was, what was the name of the character he played? And Flip from Lake Opatcong knew that it was Gripweed. I think, was it Private Gripweed? I forget, but he's called Musketeer Gripweed during the movie at one point. Nancy and Rick from Alamucci also knew the answer, but Flip was the first caller, so he gets the gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique. Congratulations, Flip. And so we thank you for listening and for calling in. And we're going to play, John didn't really have a lot of lines in that movie. We're going to play about half of them right now.
Musketeer Gripweed, without whose help these memoirs would never have been written. My faithful Batman. Mayor of your ball, sir, it gives me great pleasure.
I liked it better when he was a comedian. He wasn't very funny, but I liked it better. Jokes. Mind you, I'm working class.
Jammy bastard.
He said to me, and bear in mind, we're some few hundred miles behind enemy lines. He said, green, green, green. So I did.
Give him a drink, Corporal Maskey.
There's none in there.
My God, the roller. Get in the shade.
I let it out, thought it'd be lighter.
Just who could play a trick like that when every drop of water counts at the best its rank in efficiency?
Me.
Who took my man's water? I want water. How can my men fight without water?
Me. I did. I let the bloody water. I'll make it light.
That was a very funny scene. A great movie directed by Richard Lester really highlighted the lunacy of war. So that was John Lennon playing Gripweed in How I Won the War, 1967. And while he was there, he wrote this song.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's alright. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean,
Yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever, Strawberry Fields forever, Strawberry Fields forever.
Cranberry sauce indeed. That was the Beatles with Strawberry Fields Forever, a song that John wrote during his filming of How I Won the War in Spain. And you're listening to Embryonic Journey by Jorma Kaukonen of Jefferson Airplane from their second or first album, depending on how you look at it, Surrealistic Pillow. We are out of time for the evening, but you have been listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. We are in 1967 mode for the next 4 weeks at least, or actually including this week, the next 4 weeks, maybe five. No, not sure how much time we're going to have. And if you have any suggestions, go to my website, garyalt.com, and go to the Leave a Message tab on the left and give us your song suggestions. The only rule is that it has to be a song that was released in 1967. So that's about it for this week. Again, this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. I'm your host, Gary Alt, and we will see you next week. In the meantime, E-Town.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.